today on Life Talk.
Faith is the God-given means by which we obtain the promises of God. Faith is the way we take what is in heaven for us and bring it down. Faith is not to be worshiped or glorified or overly glamorized. Faith is simply the means to the end. It's not the end, it's the means to the end.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some encouragement, words of hope, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, lifetalkradio.us. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody. You know, in pastoring God's people for many years now, I've noticed that many Christians don't at first realize that when they gave their hearts to Christ, they were not only saved, but were drafted into an army and placed on a spiritual battlefield. The moment we belong to Jesus, His war becomes our war, and the Lord's war is with the forces of evil. The devil, who is His enemy, also becomes our enemy. This is why our walk is called a fight of faith, and it's also called a good fight. In fact, it's the only good fight I can think of. In today's broadcast, we're going to learn some helpful and faith-building truth about the good fight of faith. I can't wait to share it with you, so let's jump right in as I bring the message called The Fight of Faith.
You and I got saved, we switched kingdoms. We were in a kingdom, and the Bible calls the kingdom we were in the kingdom of darkness, and it's ruled by the devil. But when we got saved, we were pulled out of that kingdom. The Bible says translated out of that kingdom into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's dear Son. So we switch kings and we switch kingdoms, and we also switch the way we live, right? Because in the kingdom of darkness, you live by certain rules, and here they are. You live by sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. That's what you live by. You live by your senses. But once we go to the kingdom of God, we don't walk by sight, sound, taste, touch, or smell, but we walk by faith. Everybody say faith. Now that's the rule, the law, the way of the kingdom that we have been translated into. We literally have different ways of looking at things. We see things by faith. We walk by faith. We live by faith. We do life by faith. We're not ruled by the senses anymore, by what we see, but we are ruled by the promises of God, what they say. Right? Now, a lot of people get that about 20 years after they were saved. You know, I walk by faith. But today I want to talk to you about faith, and I want to talk to you about a particular thing about faith, and that is the fight of faith. Once you got saved by faith. And when you got saved, you got a faith inside of you. It's the faith of God. God gave you that faith. It says He has given to every man the measure of faith. That faith, among other things, is fighting faith. Now, I don't mean fighting with your spouse. I don't mean fighting with somebody in the street. I mean fighting faith in the good fight. So I want to read out of 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. And look at this verse, it's a great verse. Paul tells Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Now notice what he tells Timothy. He said, Timothy, I want you to fight. I want you to be in a fight, but not a bad fight. It's a good fight. I want you to fight the good fight of faith. And that command is good for all Christians, not just Timothy. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for translating us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And now, Lord, as we learn to walk in that kingdom and live by the rules of that kingdom and walk by faith, I pray that today you will illuminate us even more on the principle of faith and the fight of faith and fighting that good fight and winning that good fight. In the mighty name of Jesus, can you just breathe a prayer, dear church, and say, Lord, today I receive this word as the word of God. Change my life today. In Jesus' name, strengthen my faith. Amen. Isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us to fight? We're to be fighters. We're called to fight as spiritual warriors in God's kingdom. When you and I got saved, we were put into the army of God. We became soldiers in the army of God, warriors in the kingdom of God. That's where God placed us. That's his calling on us. Now, let me just run over a few things about faith, because since we all walk by faith and live by faith, we were saved by faith, we're kept by faith, and we're going to go to heaven by faith, then we need to understand faith. Amen? Here's just a few things about faith that the Bible tells us. Faith can be weak or faith can be strong. Jesus was always telling people, oh, you have little faith. And then every once in a while, he'd say, I've never seen such great faith. So you can have great faith or you can have weak faith. Strong faith, little faith. Every believer is to live and walk by faith and not by sight. We're not called to live and walk by the five senses, but by faith. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. We didn't come up with faith. We didn't wake up one day and say, I believe today I'll conjure up enough faith to get me saved. No. The Bible says God has given to every man the measure of faith. When you heard the gospel and I heard the gospel, it ignited faith in me. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Because when you hear the gospel, it ignites faith in you, and that faith is given as a measure by God. Faith is like a muscle. It's nurtured and it's strengthened by hearing the word of God. Faith can be strengthened like a muscle, or it can atrophy like a muscle. There are people that had strong faith 20 years ago, but they've gotten out of the word of God, gotten out of prayer, gotten out of church, and they've gotten worldly, and their faith has wilted and atrophied. But there are people who every day get up and get into the word of God and feed their faith, and their faith has grown day by day. That's why the Bible says we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. The final end of our faith is the salvation of our souls. That day when the trumpet blows, I was reading about it this week. Three things are going to happen when Jesus comes back. Jesus is coming back with a shout, and then there's going to be a voice from the archangel, and then there's going to be a trumpet from God. So it's going to be a shout, a voice, a trumpet. And when those three things go down, we're going up. Amen? Everybody say, I'm going up. I mean, hang on. It's about to get good. Jesus is coming soon. And there is going to be a shout, a voice, and a trumpet. And we're going up so fast, you can't divide the quickness of time involved. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. And faith is the God-given means. Listen carefully now. By which, as long as we're on this earth, faith is the God-given means by which we obtain the promises of God. Faith is the way we take what is in heaven for us and bring it down. Faith is not to be worshiped or glorified or overly glamorized. Faith is simply the means to the end. It's not the end, it's the means to the end. We have many precious promises of God all throughout the Bible, but how do you get them from up there to down here? It is by faith. Faith is the means by which we obtain, make our own, the promises of God. So if my faith is what brings the promises of God into my life, into time and space, from heaven to earth, then I want to be strong in faith. I want to be strong in my faith. I don't want to be saying, well, I hope so, maybe so, perhaps so, gee golly whiz, I don't even know if God really answers prayer. No, I want to lay hold of the promises of God. And you do that by faith. We don't think the promises down. You don't think them down. You don't will the promises of God down. You don't somehow twist God's arm to send the promises down. We faith the promises down. They are faithed down. If I could just put it in a way I've never heard before. We faith it down. We faith the promises of God down. And we're told that through faith, the Old Testament saints obtained the promises of God. They did it through faith. It's always been that way. The Bible says, without faith, it is absolutely impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must do two things. Believe that he is, that he simply exists, but also that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when you believe those two things, you are walking by faith and you're going to be inheriting the promises of God. So in short, the entire Christian life begins and ends with faith. He's the author, he's the finisher, and he's the keeper in the in-between. Jesus is the finisher of our faith. Now, last time I checked, he never fails. Amen? So if he began a good work in you, he's going to finish it all the way to the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't fail. Amen? Now, the very best definition of faith in the entire Word of God is found in a passage we all know, Hebrews 11, verse 1. And the writer of Hebrews says this, now faith is two things, the substance of things you're hoping for, and it's the evidence of things you don't see yet. Now, let's just step into what faith really is and how it operates. Because here we're told faith is a substance and faith is an evidence. Faith is a substance and faith is an evidence. Now, let me just deal with those two words because it's the substance of what you're hoping for. Hope means you're expecting something good in regards to the future. So faith is the substance of what you're expecting, what you're hoping for. How many of you in here today are hoping, expecting God to do something you have prayed about? Come on, you've prayed about, but it's not here yet. Say it's not here yet. If it's not here yet, raise your hand. All right, here's what he's telling us. If you've got faith, it's as good as here. Now watch this. Faith is the substance of things you're hoping for, you're expecting. Faith is the substance of it. It's the evidence of what you don't see yet with your natural eye. Just because it's invisible doesn't mean it's not real. There is a huge difference between not real and invisible. Because there's a lot of things people believe that aren't real. But there's also things that are invisible that are real. Our God is not real. He's simply invisible yet real.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment. But first, I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry. You can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too. So let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111. Or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
So he says here, faith is called a substance. Now, substance is from a Greek word that means title deed. Title deed. So we could read this verse this way. Faith is the title deed to what you are hoping for. Everybody say title deed. Here's what he's telling us. If God has given you faith for something, it produces the same confidence as a title deed would give you if you held it in your hands. For instance, if I today walked down and handed you the title deed to my car, I said, God spoke to me and told me to give you my car. Now, if I just told you that, you'd have a question in the back of your mind and say, well, he may or may not come through. But if I handed you the title deed and said, here's the title deed to my car, and then I walked away and I left it in your trembling hands, and I gave you the title deed, you immediately have a confidence that it is indeed yours. You may not be sitting in it yet. You may not be driving it yet. but it's as good as done. It's in your driveway. It's just not there yet, but you know that it's coming because you hold the title deed. You hold the title deed. Now, here's the deal. Faith that is standing on the promises of God is the substance, the title deed for what you are asking for. It's the title deed. When God gives you the faith for it, it's the title deed. It may not be in your driveway yet. It may not be in your possession yet. You may not be seeing it yet, holding it yet, but it's as good as here because you have the faith for it. Faith is the substance of what you are hoping for. It's the title deed. That's why we're told walk by faith and not by sight, because there's all kinds of things that are on the way that aren't in the driveway yet, but they will be because you've got the title deed. You've got a promise from God and you've got faith standing on that promise. So it's as good as the title deed. So you do weird things like welcoming it before it arrives. You talk like it's already there even though it's not there. Because as far as faith is concerned, what is not visible yet doesn't mean that it's not real. It's real, it's just not arrived yet. It's on the way. But until it comes, my faith says, I've got the substance inside of me. The substance is the title deed. And faith is not moved by sight. It is not moved by time. It is not moved by circumstances. Faith is not moved by any of those things. Faith is moved only and exclusively by the promises of God. Amen. So everybody say the substance. So whatever you're believing for today, there's things I'm believing for. It's as real to me as if it's here. I can see it in my eye of faith. I can taste it. I can sense it. I can smell it. I know that it's coming. It's just not here yet. But that doesn't move me because time does not affect faith. Circumstances don't affect faith. None of these things. What affects faith is the promise of God. Now, the second half of the verse says that faith is not just things you're hoping for, but it's also the evidence of what you don't see yet. Boy, I love that. I love the word yet there. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. Yet put in there lets you know that though you don't see it yet, it's still coming. Yet seen. It's not yet seen. Now the word evidence means inner conviction. Substance has to do with a title deed. I'm standing on the promise of God. My faith tells me it's on the way. But the evidence is an inner conviction. Faith places within us a deep, abiding, inner certainty that what we are praying for is coming, is answered by God. I've read of people that prayed for things for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and they kept right on praying. George Mueller, the great prayer in London in the 1800s, who had the orphanage full of children, and he never made an appeal for money. He had an orphanage, I forget how many children, hundreds of them. And he never made an appeal, never made a public appeal for money. He never asked for money. He never went public and said, here's how much money I need. Every day he prayed. And George Mueller said, I make it my business to stay in prayer before God until I get happy. And every morning he would pray over the needs for those children. And every day he would go out and there would be food on his porch, money on his porch. Things would come for years and years. Every day Jehovah Jireh provided for him in answer to his prayer. He had a friend who was lost, and George Mueller prayed for him for decades. I said decades. He prayed for him for decades. And when George Mueller died, he had still not been saved. But this old friend of his that had not been saved the entirety of Mueller's life went to Mueller's funeral. And in the funeral, the minister said something that struck him. And at the funeral, his friend was saved. But he had prayed his entire life. But did the fact of not seeing it shake his faith? No, because we walk by faith, not by sight. As far as he was concerned, his friend was saved. However God did it was God's business, but his friend was saved, and he stayed with it. Faith doesn't faint. Faith doesn't put up a white flag. God's faith does not walk away. It does not pick up its marbles and go home. John said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now listen to this. And if we know, everybody say no. Now that's not maybe so, perhaps so, think so, hope so. No, it's no so if we know. Now there's that certainty. There's that evidence, that certainty. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've asked of him. John right there is revealing what the writer of Hebrews said. He said, there is an evidence, there is an inner conviction that something is coming, that God has answered our prayer, though we don't see it, of things not yet seen. And here John says, you know, there is confidence, you know, there is an inner knowing. People say, well, I don't see anything. Well, it doesn't matter. I know. Elijah was praying for rain. After 3.5 years of drought, the ground was cracked and dry. Everything green had died. It was he, the prophet Elijah, that had gone straight up to Ahab and said, it's not going to rain till I say so. And for 3.5 years, the land wilted and cried and wept over no rain, not even dew on the ground. And then Elijah, after the fire fell and consumed the sacrifice and licked up all the water that was in the trenches, and all of Israel bowed and cried out and said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. Then he went off to pray for rain. And the Bible says 6 times there was nothing. He told Gehazi, his little servant, it says he got on his knees, he put his head between his knees, and he began to pray. And he said to Gehazi, go check. And Gehazi went and came back and said, boss, that's my Wickwire slanted paraphrase version. Boss, there is nothing, nothing, nothing. Elijah didn't get up and say, well, he's been answering heretofore, but they're clearly not going to answer this. No, he said, go again. Came back a second time, third time, fourth, fifth, sixth, nothing, 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 nothing. But Elijah was not moved by what he did not see, because he saw something with the eye of faith. And the 7th time, Gehazi came back and said, well, a little bit of good news, just a little slice of good news. There's a cloud about the size of a man's hand. You know how big that is? That's not very big. About the size of a man's hand? What is that? That's nothing. Elijah said, you better tell Ahab to get in his chariot and head for the house, because there's about to be a gully washer that if he doesn't get to the house, he's going to be stuck in the mud. And all of a sudden, the clouds gathered in the sky, black clouds, rain clouds, and they had a Middle East rainstorm. But my point is this, 6 times there was no thing, nothing to see, but he did not give up, because we walk by faith and not by sight. He had the evidence, he had the confidence, the knowing that God was going to do it no matter what he saw or didn't see. Now, all these things come into play in the fight of faith. In the text that we talked about, we read, fight, the good fight of faith. All the things I just told you about faith come into play. And let me quickly talk to you about the fight of faith. How many of you can say, I'm in a battle in my faith today? Come on. There's something I'm believing God for, I'm under attack, or I'm having to push through something, or I'm having to bring some kind of a stronghold down, somebody I'm believing for their soul to be saved. My faith is in a fight today. Come on, raise your hand. All right, now watch this now. Paul said, fight the good fight. Now there's all kinds of fights in life. Fist fights, verbal fights, bad fights, unfair fights, domestic fights, political fights. But there's a good fight. And the good fight is the fight of faith. Paul the Apostle summed up his life this way. Listen, he said, I have fought the good fight. And he said it with a sense of accomplishment. I have fought, but I didn't fight in vain. I didn't beat the air. I fought a good fight. My whole life was dedicated to a good fight. I finished my race. I kept the faith. He says his fight was a good one. His race was a finished one. His faith was a kept one. He fought. He finished. He kept.
Thanks for listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's 877-884-3111. 3111 or the website lifetalkradio.us. And while you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff on our Listen page. You can also sign up to get our e-devotionals, ministry updates, our exclusive Life Talk listener emails, and a whole lot more. We'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. And be sure to check out the resource page, as it's packed with so many things we know you'll be interested in. Again, the website is lifetalkradio.us, or call us at 877-884-3111. One last thing. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Life Talk is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift at the partner page on our website, lifetalkradio.us, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Life Talk.